Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
It's the end of an era. Since my girls were little, we've had goats around here. Our first introduction to the Caprine species were four dairy goats, Nubians, Alpines, and La Manchas. I used to raise a lot of calves on those does, hopping them up on the milk stand and letting the calves nurse. Then one summer, I filled an entire freezer with gallon upon gallon of goat milk to use for baby calves the next year. The area veterinarians have been known to give out my number to people who need some goat milk to help along a litter of puppies or orphan foals. Then my oldest got started in 4-H, and she was starry-eyed and full of ambition to try the meat goat project right out of the gate. My girls have a natural propensity to keep all the females, and before we knew it, there were years we were kidding out 100 nannies. Oof-da. I remember many Christmas vacations with no sleep and nonstop birthing action. I'm not easily overwhelmed, but there were days and nights when even I would walk into our barn and realize we were totally crazy. A few more years passed and we whittled down to more manageable numbers, and then my girls found a love for showing sheep, and suddenly nobody loved the goats quite like Mom. More ripples in the tide pool of life have pushed us to make some hard decisions lately, or anyway, they were hard for me, and yesterday we said goodbye to our entire goat herd. I'm trying to focus on the positive and enjoy watching my kids pursue their passions, which no longer include goats, and selfishly, I'm dreaming of the day that I can bring a dairy goat or two back into the barn. All right, folks, have a great day.
Mark the date. The Smith Angus Ranch invites you to their 36th annual bull sale, March 28th at the ranch, 25 miles southeast of Bassett, Nebraska.
Featuring 60 spring and 34 bulls with genomically enhanced EPDs.
A first breeding season guarantee plus free delivery. For maternal-based performance and profitability, join them for lunch, then the sale at 1.
Isn't that a daisy?
All roads lead to the Smith Angus Ranch, Bassett, Nebraska. Check out smithangus.com for directions deep in the heart of the Sandhills. Be there.